Yeah, I was trying to find. It seemed like a couple of years back I saw somebody was selling a wood stock deal at the back end for ARs that got rid of the pistol grip. So I was kind of looking for that. But it really doesn't matter because it holds a magazine that will hold up to 30 rounds kind of thing. So that puts it out anyway. So it also makes an awful lot of handguns suddenly illegal kind of thing. It's weird because I remember reading a story about a town down south somewhere that the same feel-good kind of thing, and they banned any weapons in their township kind of thing. And they put signs up at the edge of the township, weapons-free township kind of thing. Yeah, and the crime rate went through the roof.
Well, we'll have to see. I've not heard anything. I think if they were going to be that draconian about things, it'd be all over the news. I can't be that out of the loop where I haven't heard nothing. But, it still makes me wonder, so what about me? You know, is my stuff now contraband and I have to turn it in without compensation? They better have a plan for how they're going to take millions of these things out of the hands of law-abiding, upstanding citizens without, alienating their rights. You can't just take something from somebody without compensation. Not that I would be happy with that, but I mean, it seems like there's a lot, if they're going to move down that role, that we don't understand. Is there going to be a grandfather thing like there was with the 86, and those are actually good for those of us with a good selection because, our stuff now quadruples in price, so all my pre-ban stuff is now, worth gold. So it depends on, how they implement it.